What's up, Oos? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me, about to get them, all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Can you be a Foley artist? How are your sound effects? Are you skilled? Let's find out in a moment. Now, Post Malone, he seems like one of the most genuinely nice people on earth.
Yeah.
And on this podcast, that was no different. But him and I regret I don't know the podcaster's name, but very casual, very chill. And so the two of them, we're watching an old Tom and Jerry cartoon, you know, the cat and mouse that hated each other.
Oh, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they're doing the sound effects live.
Oh,
so all of the sound effects you hear
for
this cartoon, which you'll recognize a lot of them, are them doing them live. Okay. I know you can't see the cartoon, but you'll be able to hear the effectiveness of what they're doing. Now, they're doing it with lots of different items. You guys can use items around you when it's your turn,
okay,
but mostly you'll have to make the sound effect with your body.
Okay, so it looks like, based on the video, so Post Malone's got like a tambourine, a snare drum. I can't tell. Is that like a little squeaky, a little squeak toy or something?
Okay. Yeah. All right, yeah. See, those are all good. Those are great sound effect makers to have.
Guy next to him has, it looks like, some kind of crumpled up paper.
Yeah, that's
a glass, which I'm assuming has some water in it. And then
they're definitely prepared.
Plastic egg. Yeah.
All right, but that's okay. That's okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, and in the top part of the screen, you see the video.
That's the sound of Tom walking with Spurs.
Spurs on. Yeah, he's hitting the tambourine.
Rolling up
making
a cigarette.
He's rolling up the smoke.
Cheers, man.
Once you nail it, it feels so good.
I know.
How many times do you think they practiced that? Because that was perfect.
That was really good.
Yeah.
You got to get that timing and like where all the placement of your sound effects are to get that right. But it's fun. I saw another guy do that not long ago. It was he was recreating a scene there where Snoopy was making a cake, and he had all the stuff, and it was the same thing. They showed the cartoon over his shoulder, and he's doing it all live like that, and whipping it all up and pouring the milk and cracking the eggs, and it was. You know, it's like 15 seconds, and it's really amusing.
Mm-hmm. He pulled the... I didn't even see the slide whistle at the beginning. Where'd that come from?
Yeah. Hiding the slide whistle.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we're going to do some... see how you can do as Foley artist. I have some stories.
Yeah, no problem.
And you will do the sound effects. Now, we're going to go in order, so I don't have to stop and call on you. It'll be Steve, then Kelly, then Hot Wings, then Tommy, then Maitland.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah. Simple. We got this.
Okay.
We're born for this.
If we do more than one, we'll do like an improv thing and I'll say, give us a setting. Now give us a challenge or whatever.
Okay.
But this one's I already did.
Okay.
At Rusty's Auto Body, the morning began like any other. Wrenches clanked. Air conditioners, air compressors hissed. And the radio buzzed faintly with a classic rock song barely discernible. But the ordinary rhythm of the shop was broken by a sound no one expected. A kitten's cry echoed from deep within the garage. Everyone froze, their grease-covered hands mid-repair. Then the sound came again, shaky, frightened, muffled. Tools were dropped.
Clank, 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 clank.
The team sprang into action. The sound seemed to be coming from under the chassis of a dented silver sedan. Recently towed in after a fender bender. They gathered around it like detectives at a crime scene. A flashlight beam danced across the undercarriage. There it was, two tiny, terrified eyes peeking out from behind the twisted fender.
Blink, blink, blink.
Someone reached for a crowbar. Another brought a can of tuna. They started to pull at the fender to stretch it away. They opened the tuna and plopped it out on a plate.
Ew.
Oh.
The kitten, lured by both hope and hunger, wriggled forward, but then a loud compressor burst startled it.
Boom!
It retreated deeper and its cries now more desperate. Jesus.
Poor thing.
Yeah.
They immediately improvised a new plan. Soft voices, soft sounds, soft snacks. Someone mimicked a gentle purring sound to calm it. Slowly, slowly, the kitten crept forward again. What? A hand reached in, steady as steel. There was a moment of tension, a breath held. Cheers erupted as the kitten was squished into the hand.
Yay!
Covered in dust and motor oil, very much happy to be alive. Wrapped in an old shop rag, the kitten purred contently as it nestled into someone's arms. Rusty's auto body returned to its normal noise and chaos. But now with one team member napping in the break room toolbox. The end.
Oh, that was good. Who did that one?
Man.
That was good.
That was, you want to do it again?
That was good. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
That was very cartoon. Yeah.
There's nothing we can't do.
No.
Want to try another?
Yeah.
Yeah, we do.
You want in on this one, too?
Nope.
Oh, come on. Come on. In.
I mean, I will. I don't care.
You go after Maitland.
Okay. This one's set in the Old West.
Oh, yeehaw! Yes.
Perfect. Oh, okay.
Nice start. From the general store, a ruckus came no one expected. A crash, a squeal, and a furious gallop of tiny hooves. A crash. A squeal.
Ah!
A furious gallop of tiny hooves. Petunia, the prize-winning pig of Sheriff Buckle's niece, had busted out of her crate and was sprinting full tilt down Main Street, covered in molasses and fury. Petunia darted past the saloon, knocking over a tray of sarsaparilla. She slid under a hitching post, squealing defiantly, causing the horses to whinny.
Oh.
The blacksmith dropped his hammer. The hammer's not alive. This is
blacksmith. Right, hold on.
Yeah, yeah.
Beauty and the Beast. He was startled. Petunia dashed into the livery stable, where once again another horse was frightened. The townsfolk paused. Some had an idea. From a nearby porch, old Granny Tilda stepped forward, holding a half-eaten apple.
Yeah, that was perfect.
Okay.
She pulled out the pie she had made earlier with the rest of the apples. The scent floated through the stable like a siren song. Petunia the pig began sniffing slowly in the air. She started to slowly trot towards the crusty trap. Then, just as she took a bite of the pie, a sack fell from above.
Boom!
Granny Tilda smiled. Yeehaw! She was cheering herself on.
Yeehaw!
Yeah, you kind of did it there.
Yeah. I meant clapping, but yeah, that was my fault. That was my fault. Petunia, now sticky with molasses and crust crumbs. That was hard to say.
Oh man.
Looked offended, but secretly satisfied. And on that day forward, Cactus Gulch has always kept one slice of pie on standby just in case lightning ever struck twice. What would that sound like?
Oh, dang, it struck the pig?
It struck the pig.
It's fried bacon right there.
Oh, I bet it's delicious, though. It's covered in molasses.
Got a nice char to it.
Yeah, totally. That's like sweet. A honey-baked ham.
And it's got the lightning lines that people who get struck by lightning get.
Yeah.
Those are the coolest tattoos.
They look
so
really
I want to get struck by lightning so bad.
Yeah. Me too. Is there a way to influence that? Can we get a lightning rod?
Probably. I saw one time on Oprah that if you squat down and put your heels together, if lightning strikes you, it goes through one foot and out the other.
Oh, I heard it came out your
you
butt.
You saw that on Oprah?
Yeah. She was doing like a lightning strikes thing with somebody one time.
That makes sense.
You're going to strike and you're going to strike.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, she was electrocuting Gail King.
Yeah.
You're my friend. I can do it.
What happened to Dr. Phil's hair?
Oh. So wait, did the pig die? Is that it? It got struck by lightning at the end? That's twice. So sad.
No, twice, and now it's delicious.
No, that was like saying in case the pig ever escaped again, they'd use the apple pie.
I heard it literally.
Okay. I did too. Twice baked pig.
Yeah, I don't think that was a figurative story at all.
That's baked pig.
Yeah, delicious.
I think we're pretty good at this.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Want to try one more?
Heck yeah.
It's a Friday night at the Rusty Tap, and the bar is packed. The jukebox blared.
Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it.
Pint glasses clinked.
Okay.
The air smelled like wings, regret, and overconfidence.
I have regret and overconfidence.
All eyes were... All eyes were supposed to be on the big screen over the bar. Tonight was the championship game.
Oh, batter steps up to the plate.
In hockey.
Oh, hockey.
There you go.
Yeah.
But the game wasn't on hockey. It was stuck on a fishing show.
And he casts the net with a bobber and pulls out a bass.
What a
have
weird
you
fishing
ever been
show.
Fishing?
Casts out a net with a bobber.
I have. I was just trying to throw out some fishing words.
Yeah. You've probably done the most fishing.
A collective groan rippled through the bar.
Oh, fishing again.
Bobbers. With a net. That's cheating.
Frank, the bartender, pulled out the sacred remote control. Ancient, duct taped, and known to work only when threatened. And he aimed and started pushing the big buttons. Nothing happened, so someone hit the TV on its side.
Smack!
Now it's playing Spanish soap operas.
Oh, que lastima, los chicos en dos las que sí.
Cheers erupted from one patron.
Woo!
Someone else told him, knock it off.
Yeah, knock it off.
Finally, a heroic regular named Dot marched behind the bar, snatched the remote, and climbed on the bar stool with the precision of a hawk and the patience of a kindergarten teacher.
Give me that!
It's like you were really
thank
preparing
you,
to stand up, yeah. And then you...
Didn't. I wasn't going to stand on this. The bar went wild. High fives were slapped. Pitchers
Woo!
Were raised.
Yeah, you crazy broad.
Oh, hot
even,
dot. There
even
she is.
Someone named Eduardo was briefly forgiven.
Oh, yes. Thank you.
Dot descended from her bar stool, thrown with dignity, handed the remote to Frank and said only, try turning it off and on next time.
Try turning it off and on next time.
And for the rest of the night, the rusty tap was united until halftime when someone tried to put on karaoke. Neil Diamond blared.
Sweet Caroline.
Good Lord.
Let's see. This game sucks. Is it time for commercial yet? Followed by, this segment is awesome. It takes me back to my Fisher-Price toys. Kelly would approve. I was okay. Expecting more of Terry Gilliam's clacking coconuts together like Monty Python for the horse running. Do you think we have coconuts? We don't have swallows to bring coconuts into the studio. And the big question is, how would they even grip it?
African or European?
Well, it'd have to be European swallows, obviously.
Yeah.
Maybe they held a line between their dorsal feathers. Don't you think, mate?
Yeah. Hell yeah, brother.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.